Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All praises, all glory to our King this morning. All glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning that we could come in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you this morning. You are truly King. You are truly Lord. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you are, King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness, oh, God. Let those gathered against us be scattered. Send out your lightning, oh, God, and scatter the enemy. Destroy, oh, Lord, and divide their tongues. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates and the plans of hell shall not prevail against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light. We receive the plans of God for our lives, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring us to our expected end. We are delivered from every satanic trap and plot against our lives. We release the whirlwind to scatter those who conspire against us. Let those who devise our hurt be turned and brought to confusion. In the name of Jesus, turn them back, oh God, turn them way back and bring them to confusion. Let the nets they have hid for them catch them out and into that very destruction. Let them fall, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah. In the name of Jesus, hide us from the secret counsel of the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call on you this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Father, as we open up in prayer this morning, we cover Bible Storyland with your precious blood, and we thank you this morning that you are the King of glory. And Father, even as it is senior citizens today, we thank you, Lord God, that you will not leave us. You will not forsake us. You are the King of glory. We invite you in this morning. You are royal King. You are holy King. You are the King of glory. Have your way this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I thank you for each and every person who's on the line and those who will be coming on. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of us. I bind up phone voidance in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come to our dwelling. Oh, Father, I thank you that we could dwell in the secret place with you this morning. We are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We are saying of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress. My God, in you we are trusting like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy God. You are righteous God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we call on you, Jehovah Shalom, the peacemakers. Oh, you are a peacemaker. We need peace in the earth, peace everywhere. Oh, God, peace. We call upon you this morning for peace. Peace this morning. Oh, God, we need your perfect peace. There's no peace like you. The peace that you give, you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. And this morning we say, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy on us this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on Bible Storyland this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you thanksgiving this morning. For you are truly King. You are truly Lord. We can't do anything without you. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland. Come in, King of glory. You are the King. You are the Lord. Have your way, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, oh God. We're dependent upon you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy God. You are righteous God. You are Lord. You are shepherd, oh God. We bow down before you. We praise you this morning. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every family member represented on Bible Storyland, we lift them up this morning. And we say, have your way in all of us. Provide protection. Provide, meet every need, oh God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nissi. Be a banner over us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, that the devil is under our feet, under our feet. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. So, Father, we thank you for families this morning. We thank you for what you're doing in families. We thank you for fathers in families. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for children. We thank you for grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And we thank you that we are a united force against the devil. You have taught our hands to war. You have taught our fingers to fight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We honor you as the King of Glory. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Wisdom. Not all elderly people have wisdom. Some are still foolish. But we thank God for the wisdom that he's given those who are wise. Wise. Even some children are wise beyond their years. But I thank God for the longevity that he's given to the older people. Many older people have gone through hardships. They've gone through trials. They've gone through many afflictions and even illnesses that, you know, but God has healed them many times over and over. I want to tell you just a brief story about a woman of God in the Bible in old times. Her name was Naomi. You know the story. She faced a situation that caused her to be bitter. She became angry. She became frustrated. She was very sorrowful. And, you know, she was married to a man named Elimelech. And they had two sons. And they decided to travel to another place and live in another city. It was a strange place. Those people in that place, they worshiped idol gods. But Naomi and her husband and her children, they worshiped the true and living God, the Almighty God. Now, while they were there in that Moab country, her husband Elimelech, he died. And she was left with her two sons, but she was sorrowful because she loved her husband and she wanted him to live. But there were some people there that, like I said, they worshiped false gods. And her two sons met some of those Moab women, Orpah and Ruth, and they married them. Now, Orpah and Ruth, they loved Naomi, their mother-in-law, and they loved their husband. But sadness came again, grief came again. The two sons that belonged to Naomi died. And she was so bitter. You know, that tragedy comes sometimes. And tragedy came to her again. She not only lost her husband, but she lost both of her sons. Not just one son, but both of them. So now all she had left were her two daughters-in-law. And they lacked for provision because the men took care of them. And so now they didn't have what they needed to eat. Shelter. So she told them, she said, look, I lost my husband. I lost my son. Go. You all go and get married again. She was so bitter. She said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. And Mara means bitter. She felt alone. She felt she had no way to take care of her daughters-in-law. She felt God had dealt her a bitter hand. She felt God had just dealt her a bitter life, a life full of bitterness and sorrow. She felt sad, worried, without hope, frustrated, angry, upset. She asked her daughters-in-law to leave. She said, go on. You all are young women. Go get married and you know, get married again and have a family. Well, Orpah left, but Ruth said, no. I don't want to leave you. Don't entreat me. Don't beg me to leave you. I want to stay with you. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people, but your God will be my God. And so Ruth, you know, she said in Ruth 1:21, Naomi said, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi? See, the Lord has testified against me. And the Almighty has afflicted me. Naomi left her home with her husband and her two sons. Her life was full of love from her two sons and her husband and her two sons. All of a sudden, she had lost everything. No love from them anymore. She did not expect her life to be full of losses. She had great expectations. Everything was going good for her. Then all of a sudden her husband died. Later her sons died. But thank God her sons' wives were there. Although Naomi had Ruth and Orpah in her life, she still felt unloved, hopeless, unfulfilled, as if God had left her and forsaken her. She felt God had afflicted her, caused her to suffer, caused her pain, and allowed her to go through trouble all by herself. Many women and men feel like Naomi. They've been through so much. I'm talking about in 2015. They've been through so much. They feel like God has abandoned them, left them alone to struggle and suffer. Many of them have, you know, have been sick so long. You know, they wonder, well, God, you know, are you punishing me? What's going on, Father God? You know, I'm sorrowful, I'm bitter. They become resentful, they're lonely, they're very sad. They feel like God left them. Even many godly men and women feel like that, like Naomi, who was a godly woman. So, you know, many people in today's society, older people, they've lost their husband or they've lost their wives, they've lost their children, and they've experienced tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, and it becomes difficult for them. Sometimes they become oppressed, suppressed, depressed. So, you know, life sometimes seems difficult. But, you know, God is able. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm your God. So I'm going to pray for the elderly this morning, those who've lost their mate, those who've gone through tragedy, those who've gone through trouble, those who've gone through sicknesses. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the aged men and women of God. And Lord, we thank you that they have been on the battlefield a long time. But Lord, we ask you to heal every wound that the elderly have encountered. Everything the enemy meant for their harm, Lord God, turned it around for their good. You're able, oh God, to deliver them out of all their troubles, their afflictions. Father, we just thank you for turning their situations around. Oh, God, you're able. You said you give good gifts to your children, and you load us up every day with benefits. So, Father, we lift up the elderly, and we thank you, Lord God, for abundant supply, for a superabundant supply for them, oh, God. Oh, Father, give them restoration. Restore what the palmer worm and the canker worm stole from every senior citizen, Lord God. Remove oppression, suppression, depression from them. Give them hope and joy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for surrounding them with your love. Surround them with goodness. Surround them with mercy, Lord God. Surround them with your help, oh God. Nurture the elderly, oh God. Nurture them. Many of them have children, but their children seem to have forsaken them. But, Lord, you're with them. Provide godly families who can come in and help the elderly, particularly those that belong to you. Let your joy and your peace come back in their lives, oh God. Let them know, Father, you're not going to forsake them. Remove hopelessness and replace it with hope. Remove, oh God, sadness from the elderly and replace it with your joy, oh God. Lord, remove confusion and replace it with sound minds. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give the elderly friends in the name of Jesus, friends that will be there with them. But you are the only true and living friend that they can have that will protect them from the enemy. You will heal their bodies, oh God. We ask you to heal the elderly's body in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to hide them, protect them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And we ask you to give them angels charge over them to protect them in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning again. Can you just imagine angels singing all day long, bowing down before the Father? Just imagine being in heaven and hearing the angels and the people of God bow down and say, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Well, we're not in heaven yet, but we are going to sing praises to our King this morning. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, and she is going to sing to the glory of God. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister T. I'm doing great. God bless you.
God bless you. I hope y'all don't have snow on the ground.
It's supposed to be 60 degrees here today.
Oh, praise
God. Wow, that's great. Amen.
Yeah.
No snow.
No snow.
I talked to one of my friends, one of my childhood friends who was responsible for me being saved. I met her when I was about 14, and we talked last night. She lived in Boston. She said she snowed in, can't even get out of house.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
So I thank God for the weather that he sends.
Yes.
What are you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing "The Lord is Blessing Me."
Amen. Go right ahead.
The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now.
Okay. I can sing something else.
All right.
I was trying to sing my sister's favorite song she used to sing when I was little. I should think she was the best singer in the world, too.
Amen.
Rona Kay. It was a song she used to sing. Everybody loved when she sung it. Now, Lord, you've been good to me. Now, Lord, you've been good to me. Oh, Lord, you've been good to me. Say, you've been good, been mighty good to me, been good to me. Sitting here thinking about it, been good to me. Looking back over my life, been good to me. Say, you've been good. Been mighty good to me, been good, 'cause when I was down and out, me didn't have a dime. Well, you made a way for me, been good to me so many, many times. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought, yes, from a mighty, mighty long, brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, you've been a mother to me. You've been good to me. You've been a father to me. Good to me. Been my sister. My brothers, too. You've been, Lord, you didn't leave me, Lord. Good to me. Stay right by my side. Good to me. And when trouble came, you were right there. 'Cause, church, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made all that world just behave. And you woke me up this morning, you started me on my way. You gave me food to eat, and you gave me a place to sleep. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, Lord. I said you brought me, yes, from a mighty, mighty, brought me from a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's been good to us. Thank you so much, Jackie. That was awesome. God has been good to us, and he certainly brought us a mighty long way. I can remember when I was a child, the way things were, we had outside toilets. We have, chickens running around in the backyard, rabbits, and, you know, he's brought us a mighty long way. So I thank the Lord for those two songs, cousin. The Lord is blessing me. And now you brought me a mighty long way. Thank you so much, Jackie. We appreciate you. Well, we have
All right. Maybe one day I'll get my sisters when we get there on Saturday. We can sing that together. In March,
Amen.
End of March, when I go home, we can all sing that together. I have my sister lead it. She's the one that sings it.
All right.
Can you pray for all of my senior citizens today? Because I have to, you know, get off in a minute. Please pray for all my senior citizens, pray for my family, and my friends. Okay, thank you.
That's on my prayer list this morning, to pray for you and the seniors and your family and everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a blessed day working with the seniors today. Send them, give them my love when you see them.
I will. I'm on the way.
All right. Thank God for you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for Jackie and the senior citizens, oh God, that she worked with every day. And, Lord, I thank you that that's her ministry, in the name of Jesus, to work with seniors. Oh, God, to do different things that they need done. And, Lord, I thank you for the love that she has for the seniors. I thank you, Lord God, how she watches over them, and she just have give them such special care. They call on her all the time. They want Jackie all the time. They request her. So I thank you for that special love that you put in Jackie for the senior citizens. Amen. Amen. Well, we have a special guest on with us today from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I tell you what, she's a mighty woman of God. When I was in New Orleans in October, I got to hear her sing and play. She plays the guitar. And I tell you, she sang a song that I just love. Oh, my God. So she's anointed guitarist and a singer. Good morning, Shirley Cobb. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm fine, thank you, and I hope you're well, too.
Amen.
And, well, I just like to say this. On the senior day, it may cheer people up to know that we're deeply blessed, completely forgiven, fully pleasing, totally acceptable, and complete in Christ, and also wonderfully and powerfully made in the image of God himself. Praise God.
Praise God. I thank you for that encouraging word.
Well, you wanted me to sing this song about checking Jesus out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Bible says if you taste him, you'll see that he's good. What a good God we have. What a good Savior. And I don't know. I don't have a speaker on my phone. I'm going to set it up on something and hope that things come out even, you know, with the music and the words. So you want to try that now and see how it is?
Lay your phone down and play.
Okay.
If you need somebody to lend a helping hand, if you need somebody who can understand, check him out. Jesus is the one, check him out. God's only son. He died on the cross, he didn't want a flaw, check him out. You stumble in darkness, you just can't see. You feel like you're in prison. Someone to set you free, check him out. Jesus is the one, check him out. He's God's only son. Made the blind to see, and he set the captive free, check him out. Feel so discouraged, the whole world's on your back. You've got no one to talk to, and there's no one to talk back. Died on the cross, he didn't want you lost, check him out. You lost your job when you can't pay your bills. You need to see a doctor, cause you're feeling mighty ill, check him out. Jesus is the one, check him out. He's God's only son. He can pay your bills and he can cure your ills, check him out. There'll be no stopping you. You're on your way to glory. I'm headed that way too. We checked him out. Jesus is the one. We checked him out. God's only son. He died on the cross. He didn't want us lost. We checked him out. We checked him out. We checked him out.
I thank God for the song. I hope it came out all right.
It was
praise God,
beautiful.
I thank him for
check
it.
Him out. If you need somebody to lend a helping hand, if you need somebody in whatever capacity, check him out. Jesus is the one. Oh, my God, that was beautiful. I just love that. I thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Check him out. Check him out. You got one more you want to play for us?
Well, you know, this is about how we think back at our time, it passes so fast on us. Okay, I'll sing that song to you.
You sit back and you ask yourself, where does the time all go? Seems like you were just a child a few days ago. You sit back and you ask yourself, what will become of me? When you think about the end, just think of eternity. You ought to know that time stands still for no one at all. So you should make up your mind today. Will you ask the Lord to take his rightful place in your life? Or will you tell him just just go on your way. The Lord gave you a free will and a mind of your own. Then he left the choice up to you. Choose now while you have the chance to choose. Choose while the choosing's up to you. Don't mess around, don't waste no time. You've got so much to gain. Don't kid yourself, you've got so much to lose.
So I didn't complete that song, but it tells us all we got to gain if we just take a hold of Jesus' hand and follow him.
Amen.
I hope you hear me.
Yes, we heard you very clear. I thank God for you. That was beautiful. I thank the Lord for both of the songs that you sang. It was awesome.
Thank you, Sister G. I appreciate that because God is good to me. You know, I like to sing, so he gave me the songs to do it. So I won't sing the world songs.
Amen. I know that's right.
You know what he was doing.
Her house, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Hi. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing, thank God.
Amen.
Almost approaching another birthday, you got to remember.
When is it? March?
10th.
March 10th.
10th.
I'm going to write
Tuesday.
It on my
Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday?
Say, pardon?
You said your birthday is on a Tuesday?
Yeah, the 10th.
The 10th of March.
The 10th of February.
Oh, February. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This Tuesday.
Right.
Oh, my God. Karen, can you play Happy Birthday for Miss Ludell?
Hello.
Everybody, we're going to sing happy, but we're going to say happy
all
birthday
right.
to Miss Ludell. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ludell.
Happy birthday, Miss Ludell.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, we love you, Miss Ludell. You turned 93 years young this coming Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
93. Oh, my God.
The Lord let me live.
I hope I'm like you when I grow up.
Well, I hope and pray you will.
Oh, we love Miss Ludell. Miss Ludell, what you going to sing?
Try Jesus.
Try Jesus. All right. I love it. Go ahead.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried it, and he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. Well, I done tried it, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's alright. Have you tried him? He's alright. Oh yes, I done tried him. He's alright. On your sick bed. Oh yes, he's alright. On your sick bed. Oh, he's alright. On your sick bed. He's alright. Well, I done tried him. He's alright. Oh yes. During my 93 years, I had to try. I had to try. And I know he's all right. I know it. I know, although we got to go through not something in life. We got to go through. But we got to remember, as we go through it, he goes through it with us. Because he say, I never leave you or forsake you. And that's good news. To know that somebody ain't going to leave you or forsake you. So I hope y'all continue on and tell the lady to sing another song.
Oh, okay. Oh, which one?
Whichever one, the first one she sang.
Okay.
What lady? Yes. It don't matter. That's okay. You know, maybe somebody else wants to say.
let me see if Stacy on this morning with the girls. I think she is. I think they're going to sing.
Right.
Let me see.
Okay.
I'm looking for Stacy, but I don't see her on here yet this morning.
No.
She said come on and sing with the girls, but she's not on yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Karen, play another song for Miss Liddell.
Mm-hmm. I will.
What you going to play?
Okay. Liddell, if you don't have a favorite, I'll do a love and tell a story.
Babe, pardon?
You're going to do I Love to Tell the Story.
Okay.
I'm on.
How you doing this morning?
The Lord is good and he's better all the time.
I agree. He sure is. How you been feeling, Bishop? You had surgery recently and went to undergo a procedure. How are you?
I tell you, if I was feeling better, you had to make two of me. I had chemo on yesterday for the first time and did all of them going to have all these side effects, but God is good and gracious.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you.
Doing well, and I wanted to get on. And listen, I got on last week. I forgot you weren't on last week, but
yeah,
I'm here today. Thank God.
Amen. You are a blessing to us. Well, let me say a prayer for you, Bishop.
Oh,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your Bishop David Bryan. Oh, God, you know all about him. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you promised to deliver them out of them all. So I thank you for delivering Bishop David Bryan out of every affliction, oh, God. Everything the enemy meant for his harm turned around for his good. And we just thank you this morning for what you're doing for Bishop David Bryan. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send the word and heal him, oh, God. Give him strength in his body like never before. And we just thank you, oh, God. We reach out to touch the hem of your almighty garment, a bishop, oh God. And we thank you for a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. Strength. Give him strength. Strength. strength and more strength. Oh, God, our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty great things you're going to do for Bishop, oh, God. So we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, Bishop, for being on. We have Minister Stacy this morning. She has two girls, Jabria and Bianca. I don't know who's singing this morning, but she knows. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So we were glad to hear from Bishop. He lives in D-Land, Florida. And Bishop, is it chilly there this morning?
It's just kind of toasted down here. Is that Minister
Stacy? Oh, wow. Huh?
Is that Minister Stacy?
Yes.
Yeah, Minister Stacy Holman from Jacksonville, Florida, with the two daughters.
Would you tell her we're praying for her husband, that God show, we prayed for them about 2 weeks ago, and we prayed for them last night on the prayer line. I don't know her, but we're just praying, believing God for a miracle for them.
Amen.
She Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop.
God bless you.
Amen. I probably know you. Amen. My family used to go to D-Land. They were Jason Williams, Orange Park, and Missionary Smith. They used to go to D-Land a lot.
Oh, okay.
When I was young.
Okay, well, we're not in D-Land, but I have churches all over the country.
Amen. So I thank God for you. We sure do need your prayers.
Yes, Sister G became my big sister, and I thank God for her.
I thank God for you, Bishop. Sorry I couldn't get out last night. I was exhausted.
I thank you for your prayers. Amen.
We pray for you, Sister G. We pray for you.
Amen. I can. Oh, my God. I got strength this morning. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
I feel good. Amen. Him. Thank you, Bishop. Amen.
We called your name like, Hiya, 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 Hiya. Hiya, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, glory to God. Look over, God, do it for Sister G right now. Hiya. God, it's Sister Stacy. Bless her husband, save him, and give him what he needs, Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost and power. And for every woman that's on this phone, to have the husband, the desire husband, God, make us mighty men. Help us to lead our families in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Your Holy Ghost.
See that we ought to be. God, you called men to be holy. Help us to be holy. Help us to be good fathers, God. All these school teachers down here in my county, blessing these girls. We bind it in Jesus' name. Make us men of honor. Hallelujah. Bless Sister G. Open that door. Open that business, God. We're praying. Oh, God, we're praying. We're praying. We're believing you for a quick work. Do it for in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Excuse me, Sister G. I just felt that.
Amen. I thank God for that prayer. Oh, my God. I appreciate you. Thank you, Bishop. All right,
God
moving it along, Minister Stacy, what you going to sing this morning?
Every Praise.
You going to sing by yourself or are the girls on?
It's just me. Jabril's right here, but Bianca's getting dressed, but just me.
Hey, Jabril.
Jabril.
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing? How old are you, Jabril?
Yes.
I can't hear.
Put her on the
It's
on the speaker. Take
a moment. Put her on so I can hear. Bring her closer to the phone.
Six.
Oh, you six? What grade you in, girl?
Kindergarten.
Oh, you in kindergarten? Oh, my God, you are so smart. Do you sing in your classroom? Do they sing songs with you all in the class?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. I love you so much, Jabria, and your sister. Will you give your sister Bianca a hug for me, Jabria?
She's right here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bianca?
Good.
Your mom came to visit me last week. Next time, she tell her she got to bring y'all, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I love y'all. All right, Minister Stacy, we ready.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah, to our God.
When she plays the Oh, my God, the piano. Oh, my Lord. You think she spent the night in heaven and came back. And the angel suited her. She played so awesomely. So her name is Minister Glory Jean Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Lisa, doing fine. And I thank God for everything that's been on us. That we've heard today, praising God, giving God all the glory. Mm-hmm. And we want to continue to give him the glory and the praise. That's through him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for today, because here we are in 2015. Praise God. And I think this is a great year. And I think we're going to see things going on in this year. Praise God. You know, it was after John, the Apostle John, well, they thought maybe all the apostles had gone, that all the apostolic times had gone. But, you know, God is not saying it like that. He's bringing all these times back. It has not stopped. He's bringing it back, and we call it Apostolic 15, a year where the apostles and the fivefold ministry are going to be coming forth in Jesus' name. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing even now. Just thank God for all the praise songs that's going forth, because this is what we are called to do, to continue to praise God, give God all of the glory, all of the honor. Hallelujah. We everything God does for us, we thank him and thank him. But then after we thank him, let's give him praises. Start praising him. Praising him and see things happening, like our brother prays for my sister and her husband. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just give him glory. Honor him. They want us to worship him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God Almighty. Then we're going to see things happening. Believing God, we're going to see it happening. Hallelujah. God is great. God is on the throne of grace and mercy, and we give him glory and honor today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But right now, glory to God. Praise God. We love him, we love him, we love him, because he loves us. I want to talk about the times that we're in now. In the ninth chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 35, he says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherds. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send for laborers into his harvest. Praise God. Do you know that's true? The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And God said for us to pray. And you know, we got to be stirred up to pray for more laborers in the land. We got to pray, because if you see how the condition of this world is ripe. Look at ISIS. Look at all of this was killing. You know, the Bible said we have to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. ISIS and all these other countries, these are our neighboring countries. We're supposed to love them and pray. He said, pray for all that's in authority. Well, you see, we have to begin to pray for ISIS. It's so much going on. It seems, I mean, no war is something else, but this seems like murder is going on, of killing the children and burying them alive and hanging them out like they're crucifying the young men. You know, we have a lot of praying to do. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. You know, we as the elders, we can't go out like we used to, but we pray. We have to pray and be stirred up that more laborers will be sent out into the kingdom, preaching that word. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This is a job. We have a job to do. Pray for those that's going out. And these times, I call it Apostolic 15, because God's going to begin to send his apostles out. He's going to send his prophets out. He's going to begin to send the teachers and everybody out. He's going to move with the fivefold ministry, because God, this is what God wants to do. And this is, he gathered up his apostles. because the field is ripe. That's why in verse 10, if you look in Matthew 10 and the first verse, it says that, and when he had called unto his disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. You know what happened? Jesus had gone through the towns and villages of Israel, teaching and preaching about the kingdom. His healing ministry was on. You see, Jesus' ministry attracted large crowds. He was able to preach, teach, heal. But as Jesus observed the crowds, he had compassion upon them because he had that sympathy, because they were like sheep going astray, wandering about without guidance, without having a shepherd. And, you know, in response to the people's helpless condition, Jesus did what? He encouraged his disciples, time to go out now and pray for and do the work of the Lord. And that's why we got to pray, because the harvest is great. So we have, by these people, we have to have the same sympathy that Jesus Christ had. We have to pray. Pray for ISIS. Pray for all these Jordanians, the Jordan, all the warriors. Pray for Russia, all these other countries. And don't forget the United States of America. We have to pray, pray, pray that God will send his laborers out here. The field is ripe, but the laborers are few. We got to pray. And I believe this 2015, we're going to begin to see miracles. This is the time of miracles. We're going to see miracles because God is still doing the same thing. He did not stop after John, the last John apostle. He didn't stop. Now the apostolic times are continuously going on, bringing it all, it's all back, all going on now, just continuously going on. We have to have that fivefold ministry going out into the world. We have to pray for the laborers to go forth. Go forth in the name of Jesus. And you know what you call that? The Great Commission. The Great Commission to pray for the conversion of the world and be told of the Savior. This is a universal gospel. This is all over. This is all over the world. So we're going to have that compassion, that Great Commission. As we look at Matthew 28 chapter, verses 19 and the 28th chapter now, verses 18. 19 and 20. Let's look at verses 19 and 20. It says that, Go therefore to his disciples. And Jesus came and spake unto his disciples. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So this is that Great Commission. It's happening right now. That Great Commission, as we continue to pray, that Great Commission is being carried on. Praise God. Let's look at Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8 is telling us what? Hallelujah. Acts 1 and 8. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says in Acts 1 and 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So that's what they're going to do. So you know what he's saying? You have to have the power. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a power within you, that God's Spirit is in there to help us to go forth to give that word as it is to be done. We need the power. He said in one scripture, he said, it is expedient that I go away, that you receive the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's going to teach you all things and bring back to your remembrance things that you have been taught. You know, we just have to remember. We got to continue to pray. A lot of us, you know, we've gone out in our younger days, you know, to the nursing homes. Do you know this is where it's right? Do you know the field is right? You know the nursing homes right now? People in nursing homes, time to get out there. It's ripe out there. Some of the people that's in that elderly nursing home, they don't know about the Lord as they should. That's the field is right there. You don't have to go far. Go right there in the nursing home, praise God, and minister to the people there. This is the love of God. This is the sympathy of God. God wants us to have compassion for everyone. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you, the field is right. Go to the jailhouse. Go to the jailhouse. I'll tell you, that's a big field out there. That's a big deal. If we can't go out, guess what? We can pray. We can pray because the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost that's within us, will take our spirit and go through the jailhouses and all these youngsters where they are, praise God, and pray and seek the Lord for salvation in these places, for conversion to come forth. Hallelujah. The field is ripe. Go on the streets. Look at the young men killing one another. The field is ripe, but the laborers are few. We have to be stirred up. Stirred up to pray. Stirred up to pray that God will bring them in, that they'll go forth. If God speaks, when God speaks to you, move on. I may be talking to somebody today. If God has spoken to you and said, go here, go there, go where the homeless are, go there, there's a need. Guess what? Don't think about it. Pack up your gear, your Bible, the Word of God, and you go get your traveling shoes and go where God wants you to go. Don't have no fear. God did not give you the spirit of fear. He gave you power. He gave you love, and he gave you a sound mind. Praise be to God. So we just thank God for what he's doing today. We thank God because truly the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. So the Great Commission in this apostolic time of 2015, guess what? We're going to begin to see more miracles than we've ever seen before. So let's get stirred up so we can fast and pray for more laborers to come into the kingdom. Praise God, into the field. We just thank God for today. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the thanks. And we give him the praise. You know, I'm finished now. I tell you, because I think we've got the message. I think we got it now. We got to pray because more laborers need to be out there. The field is ripe, but the laborers are few. Oh, we have a lot of praying to do, that God will send them out. Send them out. We can't do like we used to do, being the elders now. But you know what? Some of us are still going out. Some of us are still going out there. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I tell you, the field is ripe, but the laborers are few. This is said. This is what Jesus said. And we're still living that same way, what Jesus did. Went about healing and preaching. But he knew a shepherd had to be done. Pray for ISIS, because you know what? We're praying for salvation in that country. We're praying for salvation in all of the world. All over the world, we are praying. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because God, he is good. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the universal gospel, as I said. And it says here that the field is ripe, laborers are few. And you see that we have to pray that to come in. And Revelation, praise God, and John, I want to say looking for Revelation, but praise God, it says here that say not ye, there yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Praise God, they're ready to be harvest. Hallelujah. I thank God for today. And that's all I have to say. But I'm going to leave you with this little song, a song that John Lee years ago had sung. And I just want to sing it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It goes like this. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Oh, who will work with me today? The field is ripe, but the laborers few. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Oh, who will work with me today? The field is ripe, but the laborers few. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you today. Praise you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the word. God honors his word above his name. And I tell you, that was a powerful word, Minister Glory Dean. We appreciate it. The Great Commission, 2015, this is the apostolic year where God is calling the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists to come forth. You know, like she said, the field is ripe, but we got to labor. If you can't go out, pray, bend the knee. Call on the name of the Lord. And she gave those scriptures that, you know, we need to go back and read. Matthew 9:35, Matthew 10:1, Matthew 8:28-19-20, Acts 1:8. It's salvation time. So even on Bible story land, it's salvation time. And, you know, the benefits of salvation are great. God gave us the benefit of salvation, eternal life. And he load us up with benefits every day. One of the benefits of salvation is eternal life. You can live with God forever. You're going to have eternal life anyway. But where will you spend eternity is the question. So I thank God for that word that she gave. You know, another benefit of salvation is God's grace and mercy, the favor from God, a relationship with God, a friendship with the Almighty. What else could you want more than a friendship with the Almighty? God is our friend, Jesus. You know, Jesus said, greater love have no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. Jesus laid down his life for us. Now, you know, you can lay down your life for another person, but it's not going to benefit the whole world, and the whole world's not going to be saved because you saved one life. But Jesus came that the whole world might be saved. So I thank God today. You know, nobody can love us like God can love us. Our love is limited. God's love is all-sufficient. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He loves our neighbors. He loves everybody in the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will have eternal life. Now, you know, in Romans 10:9-10, it says, if we confess with our mouths that the Lord Jesus is Lord, and that God raised him up from the dead on the third day, we can be saved. Hallelujah. Is there anyone on Bible Storyland today who's not saved? If you're not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Press 1. Well, hallelujah. Everyone must be saved. Nobody press 1. So I thank the Lord for you. You know, it is testimony time. And, you know, I see so many people on this morning, and I thank God for each one of you. We've had so many on this morning. We've had 18 people who called in. And you know, I thank God for each one of you. God is blessing us like never before. And I believe this is Deacon Bernard who's pressing 1. Let me see. Deacon Bernard, is that you? Hello? No, that's Bishop. Hold on 1 second. I believe Deacon Bernard is on here from Daytona. Let me see. I did see his number. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, right here. Here he is. Right. Here. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on, y'all. Oh, wait. I'm trying to get him on live here. Hold on. Please be patient with me. I thank God that he's very patient with his children. So here it is right here. Okay. Oh, right here. Okay, hold on. Deacon Bernard, is that you on with us? Hello? We got somebody with the 386-341. Hello?
I pushed the button to tell my testimony.
No, hold on, please. Just a minute, okay? Hold on. Just be patient with me, okay? Okay. Let me see. Just a minute, please. All right. We got somebody on here. I was trying to see if it was my good friend in Daytona. 386-341. If you don't mind, can I have your name? If you mind, you don't have to say nothing.
This is San Anderson.
Hey, San, how are you? Good morning. God bless you this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm really enjoying the fellowship this morning, and I want to say God bless that beautiful 93-year-old woman of God who's having a birthday Tuesday, on February the 10th, which is the same birthday of my brother that's going on to glory. But for someone her age to relate with him as well, it's just special to me. So I just wanted to tell her, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you for being on with us, San Anderson. Now, I believe it was Minister Stacy said she wanted to give a testimony. Is that you, Minister Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to testify. I've been going to school in this particular class. He had a squad final exam. They wanted us to do a presentation, either a paper. But I was going to do a paper because I thought I was going to go out of town with my pastor, but I wasn't able to do that. But it seemed like everything I was trying to do was such a hindrance from it. And I couldn't get it done. But God made a way where I was able to finish my presentation. I turned it in. I got an A in it, and I got an A in the class. And, amen. It just seemed like I couldn't finish strong with everything I was trying to do. Like anyone saying, you're not going to finish this. You're not going to do this. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to, and I just pressed, and God just made a way. I was able to do my presentation. It went well. My grade in my class went well. It's just some other things that were going on in my life. Everything was able to complete. So I just thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Ooh, he is able. You know, God is the one who gives us, he gives us answers. If you say, Lord, I don't know the answer to this, but he'll give it to us. Brother David, I put you on live. You giving a testimony this morning? Brother David? I thought that was him on there. Well, maybe not. All right. Well, we're moving right along. This morning is prayer time. If you want prayer, press 1. If you need prayer this morning, press 1, and we will put you on so you can make your prayer request. Press 1.
I don't need to press 1, but I want to let you all know that I am the newest senior citizen in the group now.
Oh, wow. How old are you, Sister Karen?
50.
50? Oh, my God. You're just a baby.
Yeah.
I thank God for you. All right. Anybody need prayer this morning, press 1. Or if you're already on live, state your prayer request.
Well, that's what my prayer request is, that I can do the honorable things that seniors are supposed to do.
Amen. Stay faithful to the Lord. That's it. Karen. All right. Honorable thing. The honorable thing is to stay faithful to the Lord. Call on his name daily. Intercede. Pray. And live a righteous life. That's it. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. I'm going to be praying in just a moment. Yes?
Pray for me, Sister G, and my family.
Yes, ma'am. You know I am.
Still believe God for the house. Amen.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
And my husband.
We're thanking God
go
for
ahead.
That. Oh, you got it.
Yes.
May
for
not
that house.
Come when you want it, but it's always on time. Hold on. Somebody here is pressing one. Hold on. This may be, I noticed Sister Donna, maybe Brother David's on with her. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jean. How you doing? God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good to hear your voice, man of God.
Thank you, woman of God. I just pray for everybody to be love each other more and that we learn more and we increase mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. I appreciate you.
Sister G?
Yes.
We're here at the church today, Zill of Obedience off of Atlantic. We are here today. We're going to be feeding the homeless out here today.
All right, so we're going to pray.
Got a couple sisters out here with some prayer requests.
Okay, put them on. But hold on one second. Hold on before they come on. Hold on one second. I have 53695. You wanted a prayer request? 536.
Yes, Sister G.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Cheryl, the one who's calling in about my ailment.
Cheryl.
You know, my ailment.
Okay.
I would like God to pray, you know, y'all intercede with me for healing of my voice, my vocal cord.
Okay.
The whole since I've been, you know, suffering with this for like going 3 weeks, so I'm asking God for healing.
Okay.
And I also have a testimony I would like to share with the group this morning.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to give God all the honor and all the glory who's ahead of my life. I have been praying for several months about my financial blessing, crying out to God. Last week I had got a breakthrough. I had finished my CNA course. And didn't have to even pay for it. God is so good. Went through the course free. After I finished the course on Friday, I've been having an overflow of calls looking for work and clients. So I just thank God this morning for the overflow in my finance. And I give God the glory who are the head of my life. And like the sister was saying, if you seek ye the kingdom of Christ, all things will be added unto you. He'll give you desires of your heart. So this morning, I want to just thank the Lord, and I thank the prayer group this morning. And I want to say I love each and every one of you all, and you all continue to pray my strength into the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I've been knowing Cheryl's family since I was a little girl. Her daddy, they used to live in Jacksonville out on Beaver Street, and I used to pass by there going somewhere downtown, and her daddy used to always give me nickels. And her mother used to always be in the kitchen cooking. And I tell you what, we love to go to Cheryl's house. Her sister now about the same age. So I thank God for you, Cheryl. God bless you. Thank you for being on. Wait. All right, Minister Stacy, those people on now. Minister Stacy.
Yes. I wanted to say pray for Makita and pray for the president. Because we have another president. And just pray
I can't understand you, baby.
Okay, she said pray for Makita. Who else you want to pray? Pray for my sister Pam and Pearl, and said pray for another president. And just pray that we have good success on feeding the home, the people get saved another day.
All righty, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, anybody else? Press one. Jackie, you want a prayer? Jackie.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to have prayer for my senior citizens, for my family, for my children and my family and children and all the people in all the buildings, and for the babies in this world. There's so much happening to the little kids. Just pray for the children.
All right.
So going on.
All right. Thanks. I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stan, is that you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
My father, I would like for you to lift my father up in prayer. I've been blessed to have both my parents in well into their 80s and sound mind and overall good health. But my dad had open heart surgery a little over 2 years ago. But he had a consultation yesterday that the blood flow is still going correctly to his heart. But he's too old to go through that type of open heart surgery again. So just lift him up in prayer for me. We pray that God just touch him and heal him, and as I'm witnessing to him about what God is able to do, that it be reinforced through prayer.
Okay, Sam. Thank you. We'll pray for that. Anybody else? Prayer request. All righty. I don't see anybody else on here. Press 1. So, let's see. I was just checking. Make sure no one else pressed 1. So just be patient with me, please. We're almost finishing here.
Mr. Carita?
Yes.
Carita? Pray for my family. I had a cousin to die. They'll be, you know, this everything will be next week. So that'll be in St. Francisville. So just be praying for the family. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. So, Minister Gloria Dean, I need you to pray with me. I'm going to pray for one, you pray for the next one. How's that?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, it don't have to be long, just short prayer. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray first, and then if you could pray Jackie, for Jackie's request is for the senior citizens, for the babies and the children, but I'll pray for Minister Donna Hawkins and her family. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you heard before we called. You said you've already answered. So we thank you, Lord God, that we can come before your presence with thanksgiving. We honor you today. We know that you are the King of Glory. You are Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. So we thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom. We thank you for Donna Hawkins and her whole family, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, hiding them under the shadow of your almighty wings, protecting them. And, Lord, you know she's pastoring a church, so we ask you, Lord, to walk with her, talk with her daily, be that lamp and that light to her pathway that she needs and for her family. Guide her in the path of righteousness. I thank you for the anointing upon her to preach and teach the word of God in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Just for the babies and the children. Praise God. I want to just thank you, Father, for what you're doing even now. We thank you, Lord, for the babies that's coming forth, God. We thank you for the little ones coming forth, God, even the ones that's still in the womb. We pray, God, that you raise them up as they come out, but we touch the mothers, touch them, that they be ready, God, to teach the babies as they come forth, Father. We thank you, Lord, as they continue to grow, Father God, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, God, that they be little happy babies. We pray healing for these children, these little babies coming out. We pray healing for them, Father. And we pray, God, that their parent would have a shepherd over them to help raise these babies, God, in the way they should go. We thank you, Lord, for the older children, God. We thank you, Lord, that you bless them, God. They'll learn of you at an early age, God, that they learn of you as they follow the ways of their parent, God. We thank you, Lord, because it's going to take the head of the household, God, that they'll learn of you too, first of all, and upon of all of their sins, God, repentance and asking forgiveness of all, and then forgiving others. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the children, God. Save the children today. Save them, Father. Save them. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Karen, your honorable servant who's faithful on Bible Storyland, oh God. And Father, I pray that as she grows in age, that she will grow in wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways, and that she will be faithful to you like you're faithful to her. So plant her feet on the righteous path, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that she will honor you all the days of her life. She will give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Amen. Gloria Dean, if you could pray for Minister Stacy and for her family, and then I'll keep praying for that. Go ahead.
Salvation? Praise God.
No. for her. Well, go ahead. However the Lord leads you.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for our sister, God. We thank you, Lord, because she's been praying. And God, you've heard her prayers. You say that when we delight ourselves in you, God, you will give us the desires of our heart. We thank you, Lord, the prayer she's praying for her family, God. We stand in agreement, God, that it's prayers that's coming, going to you, God, coming from you, coming from your throne of grace and mercy, because the way she's praying, God, is coming from you, God, teaching us how to, teaching her how to pray, God. And that's very important, God, that the Holy Spirit will teach her how to pray concerning her family. And we thank you, Father, in glory name, in the name of his name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for the homeless today. Oh, God, that they're out feeding and taking care of, oh, God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would be their provider. But not only provide for their bellies, provide salvation for them. Extend your hand of mercy for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Any homeless person out there who's not saved, I thank you, Father. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So draw them to you, Father, that they might be saved. In the name of Jesus, I lift up her cousin, Pam, Pearl, Lakita, who asked for prayer. And, Father, I thank you for giving them grace, mercy, favor, healing, whatever they need in the name of Jesus. You are the provider in Jesus' name. Glory, and if you could pray for David Emmanuel and his family, and thank God for him.
Okay, praise God. Lord, we thank you for this family, God, of our brother. We thank you, Lord, for him being in you, God. And he can teach his family, Father. Teach his family, God, and touch his children, God. Pray for them, anoint them, God, that they grow up in the atmosphere of the Lord thy God. Bless that family, God. Take care of them. Supply all their need now, God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, Father, I lift up Cheryl, your daughter, and I thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue going from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We bind every infection in the throat, in the bronchial tubes. All inflammation, we say go right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, as she reach out to touch the hem of your almighty garment, healing will come forth. We call it forth today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for our testimony that work is coming in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for San Anderson. I thank you, Father God, for healing her father's heart. Father, you're able. You created everything in our bodies. You created, oh God, every organ. You made us wonderful. So, Father, even as her father is up in age, you're able to go in and massage the heart, all four valves. You're able to unblock any blockage in the heart. You're able to let the valves flow, the blood flow freely in the valves. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, oh God. And so, Father, we just bless you right now. Thank you for Minister Gloria Dean. I ask you, Lord, to comfort the family, strengthen the family like never before. Those, Lord God, who are bereaved because of her cousin's death, you're able to stop the shorten the grieving, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you for comfort and strength of this family. I pray for unity. Find the hand of the enemy who will try to come in the name of Jesus and bring strife between family members. I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the peacemaker in this family. Oh, Father, go with the family. Be with the family through this time of loss of a family member, oh, God. Let your love rule and abide in every family member. And, Lord, I lift up each and every person on Bible Storyland today. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you've done. Woo, you've done great wonders today on Bible Storyland. You're an awesome king. You are mighty God. No God is greater than you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, even as we close out on Bible Storyland, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for preparing us for next week, which will be Family Day, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for going ahead of us, going with us, going behind us, leading us on the path of righteousness. You are Lord God Almighty, nothing impossible to you. So, Father, we just thank you and we bless you. I ask you to bless the family, cover us with your blood, Teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I thank you that we are in a safe place in you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we close out today, oh God, we give you glory, praise, and honor. So I ask each of you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Go with the love of the Lord. I thank God for you. You know God loves you. I love you too. But, of course, you know God loves you more than I can ever love you. So reach out. Reach out and be with the Lord on a daily basis. Don't forget to call on his name morning, noon, and night. He's already heard your call, but you call on him, and he's there for you. I love you. Talk to you soon.